Twitter labels 8 Trump posts in 24 hours. By Lucas Nolan on November 10, 2020. Social media website Twitter labeled posts and retweets by President Donald Trump 8 times in just the last 24 hours. Over the past 24 hours, 8 tweets posted or retweeted by President Trump have received a Twitter fact-check label. Most of the labels related to the president's claims of election interference or allegations of election fraud. Some of the labeled tweets from President Trump can be seen below. Twitter has not completely censored the president's tweets over the last day. Breitbart News previously reported that Twitter was adding fact-check click-through windows to some of the president's tweets, preventing users from seeing them on their timelines and disabling replies to the tweets. Recently, President Trump expressed his feelings about a Supreme Court ruling on voting in Pennsylvania in a tweet, which Twitter marked as misleading. Trump stated, "The Supreme Court decision on voting in Pennsylvania is a very dangerous one. It will allow rampant and unchecked cheating and will undermine our entire systems of laws. It will also induce violence in the streets. Something must be done." Twitter added a label to the tweet which reads, "Some or all of the content shared in this tweet is disputed and might be misleading about an election or other civic process. Learn more." Twitter users were also unable to reply to the tweet, favorite it, or share it. Many have resorted to posting screenshots of the tweet to share it with followers. Breitbart News recently reported that Joe Biden has begun considering hiring multiple big tech executives to his transition team. Breitbart News reporter Alim Bokhari reported recently, "Even though the election result is still disputed by President Donald Trump and the Republicans, Joe Biden is already forming his transition team, which includes many former Silicon Valley employees, including Schmidt." According to the Financial Times, paywalled, presidential contender Biden has hired both Jessica Hertz, former associate general counsel at Facebook, and Cynthia Hogan, former Apple vice president for government affairs, to his transition team. Eric Schmidt, the former Google chief executive, has been a big fundraiser and is being talked about to lead a new technology industry task force in the White House. Multiple big tech executives joined the Biden transition team just weeks before Silicon Valley censored the New York Post's bombshell articles on alleged Biden family corruption. Schmidt is known for his close ties to the Democrats, as well as his deep involvement with their election campaigns. These have paid off in terms of government roles at both the state and national level. Read more at Breitbart News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.